Greetings, everyone. Greetings, and welcome to another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am Dr. Carlia East, and it is time for you to sip, savor, and elevate your minds. I'm going to bring you guys all the wisdom. You've got your wine. Let's go. So this is Q&A edition, which I'm super excited about. And you guys keep sending in those questions, all right? Keep sending in those questions. So the question that I got this week, I'm going to break down into three parts, okay? Because it was kind of a loaded question. How do I let go of toxic habits, relationships, or mindsets that held me back last year? Y'all went straight for the jugular this time, okay? How do I let go of toxic habits, relationships, or mindsets that held me back last year? I'll say, okay, so I put together like three main nuggets to help you guys deal with all of those areas. But as you know, you need to get a therapist, right? You need to talk to somebody, hello, i.e. your girl, so that we can create a strategic plan of you successfully breaking those things down into bite-sized pieces so that you're not reverting, you're not reversing, you're not returning to sender, and you're able to keep moving forward. So make sure you guys, you know, reach out to me to make an appointment and to set up a time so that we can really start getting your goals moving. Remember, it is okay for you to have a little additional help to get to your goal when you can't always achieve it by yourself. That's why God made people like me. Hello. All right. So enough with that. Number one, toxic behavior traits, relationships, whatever you want to get rid of. How about you got to call a spade a spade? You have to call out the fact that you even have a toxic trait. Like, I know plenty of people that say, oh, you know, there's some negativity that I want to leave behind. They won't call it toxic, right? Because they don't really want to call themselves out yet. But there's some negativity or some bad habits I want to leave behind. Okay, which ones? And then they sit there like, oh, well, you know, I spend too much. No, that's not it. There are certain things that you know that you're doing that are keeping you back from being your best self. Either you are engaging in an activity that you should not be engaging with. You are engaging with a person that you should not be engaging with. You are constantly leaning down to help someone that is not helping themselves. Again, you've got to look at your toxic behaviors. Where are you not holding yourself accountable? You've got to call that stuff out, even if it includes someone else that you care about. And I think sometimes that becomes a difficult task of us calling shit out when we know we need to, is because it is directly connected to someone or something that we care about, or someone or something that we haven't quite learned to release. Haven't quite learned to release. And so therefore, we don't want to call out that that's a toxic behavior. We don't want to call out that it's unhealthy. But I'll tell you straight up, if something keeps coming up and causing you to pause, causing you to take a break, causing you to feel that what you're doing is not right, if your little girl or little boy in your mind pops up and is like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? It's not a healthy situation. And just because you can't figure out how to get out of it doesn't mean that there isn't a way out of it. So number one, call it out. Number two, you got to set boundaries like a boss. Like, you have to set your boundaries. Once you identify what that issue is, you have to set a boundary for that issue. Now, this is where sometimes a therapist or a coach comes into place, because the all or nothing doesn't work. Like, the idea that you can just say, okay, I won't do that shit anymore. Y'all know that is not realistic. We will turn around and say, oh, I'm not doing that. And within less than 24 hours, we're back doing the same thing and doing it harder than we were before. So you got to keep it a buck with yourself and be able to set goals that are adjustable, you know, that can adjust and move up and down where you need them to. Also, you have to set those types of goals or boundaries that are digestible, that you can actually swallow and do. And sometimes we can't figure that out because we have this all or nothing. We have this flight or fail type of, you know, rhetoric that goes in our mind like over and over and over again. And therefore, we never get fucking started. So again, you got to set some hardline boundaries. And if you don't know how to set those boundaries, then get some help on how to set bite-sized boundaries that you can devour. Okay. And then third, you want to make sure that you replace, just don't remove. So just because you have a toxic habit that you've, number one, acknowledged, you put a boundary into place, just don't remove that boundary. And I think that's another area that we get stuck in. What we don't realize is when we are used to doing something, which is called a habit, every single day, and then all of a sudden we've removed that habit from something that we're doing on a regular basis, there's a vacancy there. There's a deficit there. And what do we know? If there's a dip and there's water being poured and there's a dip anywhere, where's the water going to go? Right into the damn dip. So if you're open and there's a vacancy and there's a dip in you, right? Metaphorically, there's a dip there. Where do you think any energy that you absorb, good, better, and different, is going to fall into? That damn dip, right? And so we want to make sure that we're filling that space up with productivity, that we're filling that space up with resiliency and trust and respect and love and, you know, I'm the shit. Like, that's what we want to fill that space up with. So you do not want to just alleviate or get rid of your toxic behavior, but replace it with something that's more healthy. I'll give you an example of like my unhealthy toxic behavior that I got to work on. I love me some sweets. And any of you that know me know I love sweets. Like, I eat chocolate shit every day if I could. And I like sweets right before bed, which is like the worst damn time to be having some sweets. Because first of all, your dreams go fucking crazy. So for those of you that are trying to figure out why your dreams got you jumping off mountains and pretending like you're Superman and shit, that's why, because you got too much sugar in your system. And number two is just unhealthy because your body's not able to digest all that stuff because it's in a more of a sedentary state. So I like chocolate. I will eat a whole Snicker bar, like the king size that you're supposed to share with two people. I'm shareable with myself, me and myself. Okay, there's two people right there. So I'll eat that. Won't even care about it. Wake up in the morning, be pissed off about my little waistline and the fact that my waist bees about to cut off my circulation. So instead, I have these chocolate rice cakes. Fucking love them. Not everyone's forte. They're the snack kind, not the big kind. The big kind makes me feel like I'm eating a sponge, just keeping it a buck with you. The little snack kind has a crunch to it, a little bit of chocolate to it, just enough for my little crackhead fix, right? And so again, I'm replacing that behavior. I'm not just getting rid of it, because what do I still like? Something sweet. What do I still enjoy? Chocolate. When do I still like to eat it? Right before bed. So instead of me not keeping it real with myself, not acknowledging it, and not setting solid boundaries, I'm being realistic about my boundaries. I'm being realistic about calling myself out, and I'm setting a goal that I know I can reach. Okay, now the next set of that is also breaking that goal down. So, okay, yeah, I got my little chocolate rice cakes, but I can't eat the whole damn bag, right? So you see what I'm saying? You got to break it down. So it's not about never being able to indulge in some things. Now, some stuff you know is really toxic and you just shouldn't do it at all. So yes, there are some things that we just got to stop doing, but not in all cases. There are definitely those cases where we can moderate what we're doing, or we can replace it again with something that is more viable, more feasible, and still gives us that energy or fills that vacancy or that void that we have. Okay. So I hope that this helps to give you kind of an umbrella response, because that's what this was, an umbrella response to how you're going to deal with your toxic habits, relationships, and mindsets. But the way to really break those things down is with me. Okay, I'm going to keep it real with you. Break that shit down, because I will take you through a step-by-step with every single one of those. We will break those down into attainable steps, and you will individually solve and heal each one so that you're coming out more well-rounded, more comfortable, and more confident with who you are in every room that you step into. Okay. So I hope these nuggets have been helpful. I have enjoyed sharing them. Keep sending in your questions. Okay. I love receiving them. Like, share this post with others, and you guys be healthy, be safe, and be blessed. And I'll see you with a new episode in 2 weeks. Bye.